You reach for your phone without thinking. Minutes later, you're three Instagram stories deep, watching someone's vacation highlights while your own coffee goes cold. Sound familiar? We're living through history's most dramatic information explosion. 10,000 media messages bombard us daily, up from just 500 in the 1970s. YouTube alone receives 500 new hours of video every minute. If you started watching today's uploads on 20 screens simultaneously, you'd still need a full year to finish. This isn't just information overload. It's a fundamental rewiring of human attention. The question isn't whether media shapes us, but who controls that shaping? You or the algorithms designed to keep you scrolling? Your brain contains 100 billion neurons, each connected to up to 100,000 others. Remarkable computing power that still can't handle the flood. So it cheats through automatic routines, mental shortcuts processing thousands of decisions without conscious thought. When you mindlessly scroll through feeds, skip ads, or binge watch series, you're running on autopilot. This efficiency costs you dearly. You miss valuable messages, narrow your experiences, and make poor decisions while your defenses are down. Message fatigue sets in. Feeling overwhelmed, you retreat into the same content types, creating an echo chamber. Meanwhile, media companies have spent billions studying these automatic routines, designing platforms that hijack them. Every infinite scroll, autoplay feature, and notification ping exploits your brain's autopilot mode. Who programmed these automatic responses in your mind, and whose interests do they serve? Media literacy isn't about abandoning Netflix or deleting social media. It's about developing the perspective to navigate consciously. Think of it as learning to swim rather than avoiding water. Three essential components form this foundation. First, seven specific skills: analysis, evaluation, grouping, induction, deduction, synthesis, and abstraction. You already use these daily when comparing products, evaluating news credibility, or deciding which friend's advice to trust. The challenge is applying them consistently to media messages. Second, knowledge structures, organized information sets that work like mental maps. Unlike random facts, true knowledge is structured and enduring, helping you recognize patterns in how media works. Third, your personal locus, clear goals combined with the energy to pursue them. When your locus weakens, when you're tired, bored, or unclear about what you want, you default to media control, letting algorithms decide what you see, think, and feel. Media literacy also spans four dimensions: cognitive, factual information; emotional, recognizing feelings; aesthetic, appreciating artistry; and moral, evaluating values. Everyone exists somewhere on the continuum, and improvement is always possible. Media operates as a resource exchange. You trade attention for entertainment, advertisers buy access to your eyeballs, companies compete for audiences and revenue. The mass audience fantasy is dead. Nobody creates content for everyone anymore. Instead, companies carve the population into profitable niches using sophisticated segmentation. Geographic targeting evolved into demographic profiling, then psychographic mapping that blends demographics, lifestyle, and product usage. Tech companies now know your preferences better than you do. Netflix doesn't just recommend shows, it reverse engineers content from your viewing data. The game has four defining traits: monopolistic competition, a few giants dominating, complex interdependency, one move ripples throughout, resource valuation battles, and digital convergence erasing format boundaries. Media businesses maximize profits through multiple revenue streams. A single film generates income from box office, streaming, merchandise, and product placements. They reduce risk by starting with audience research rather than creative vision. And they construct audiences to rent to advertisers, choosing between quantity strategies, maximum eyeballs, or quality strategies, specific high-value demographics. Every design choice, from autoplay to notification timing, serves this economic game. When you encounter media, you exist in one of four distinct mental states. The automatic state is pure zombie mode, physically present but mentally absent, clicking through content while your mind wanders. The attentional state brings awareness. You're conscious of the message, though you might not analyze it deeply. The transported state is where magic happens. You become so immersed that you lose awareness of being separate from the media. Time disappears. You feel what characters feel. Enter the story world completely. This is why you cry at movies or feel genuine anxiety during tense scenes. The self-reflexive state involves hyper-awareness. You're analyzing both the message and your own processing of it. You ask why you're watching, why you're interpreting it this way, what assumptions you're making. Most of us cycle through these states constantly without noticing. Understanding which state you're in matters because media affects you differently in each. Transported viewers absorb values and beliefs more readily. Automatic processors make decisions that serve media companies rather than themselves. Self-reflexive viewers maintain critical distance while still enjoying content. Entertainment succeeds by blending reality and fantasy. Shows need enough reality for relatability, recognizable emotions, familiar situations, believable motivations, but enough fantasy to provide what life can't: adventure, romance, justice, escape. Friends worked because friendship dynamics felt real, even while coincidences, apartment affordability, and constant witty banter stretched believability. Superhero films deliver epic adventures without real danger. Historical dramas offer intimate access to unreachable worlds. Despite surface diversity, most entertainment follows standard formulas. Like music with chord progressions, stories follow templates: the hero's journey, romantic comedy arcs, mystery structures. These formulas aren't limitations, they're foundations allowing infinite variation. The most general formula requires a character's problem, struggles against obstacles, heightening conflict, and a climax where they succeed or adapt. Yet producers face enormous challenges. 80% of primetime shows fail to reach a second season, and most films don't recoup production costs. Success requires balancing familiar formulas with fresh elements while navigating financial risk. Reality TV and social media now blur the line between authentic and constructed experiences even further, making analytical skills increasingly crucial. In a world where algorithms know your preferences better than you do, reclaiming control is essential. Start by strengthening your personal locus. Clarify your goals and ensure they're truly yours, not programmed by platforms. Track your media usage periodically. Are you broadening experiences or narrowing into echo chambers? Examine your mental codes and question why your habits exist. Have you programmed them or have media companies programmed you? Challenge your opinions. Are they supported by facts or just comfortable assumptions? Design your messages thoughtfully, considering how your social media presence appears to employers, family, and future partners. Never take privacy for granted. Everything digital is permanent. Media literacy develops across four dimensions: cognitive, emotional, moral, aesthetic, each requiring mastery of analysis, evaluation, synthesis, and abstraction. When helping others develop media literacy, stay positive, maintain balance between criticism and appreciation, and engage cognitive processes. The journey toward media literacy never ends, but with each conscious step, you transform from passive consumer to active participant. In an age where attention is the most valuable currency, media literacy isn't just academic. It's the difference between living deliberately and being lived by forces you never consciously chose.